Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting second. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mickey Whitek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lorman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Lorman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Raffensperger. And now, play ball. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman strikes out. There goes Heck. The throw from Danning to Whitek, and Heck is out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gleason. The throw from Danning and he is out, Whitek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ott throws the ball into Young who tags Cavaretta trying to return to first, for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cucinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tony Cucinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cucinello hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Maddock. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman takes first base on ball 4. Whittek moves to second. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whittek scores. Lorman moves to third. Moore moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery is walked intentionally. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cucinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cucinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cucinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cucinello strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 1 in the game. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cucinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cucinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lorman hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Demery hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0-for-1 in the game. Raffensperger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raffensperger moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning fires to second and picks off Raffensperger for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-2 in the game. Whittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lorman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young strikes out. There goes Demery. The throw from Todd to Matic, and Demery is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Bobby Matic. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Lieber pinch hits for Ken Raffensperger. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Vance Page now pitching. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whittek hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.